Parashas Kiseitze. The first pasuk starts off Kiseitze la molchoma ala yivechom. When you go out to have a war against your enemies, on the son of Hashem alakecha biyadechom, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give them over in your hands, v'shavisa shivyoy, and you'll capture somebody there. V'risa b'shivyoy eshes yifas toyar, and if you find through the people that were captured a nice lady, v'choshaktova, and you'll desire her. V'lokachta l'cholisha, the Torah gives a new heter, a new permission that you're allowed to marry her. And there's a whole parasha exactly what you have to do with the yifas toyar. Now the famous Rashi brings down. Rashi starts off that kiseitze l'molchoma. The pasuk here is talking about the mechemes harishus. In other words, not the mitzvah of a mechemes mitzvah to go and fight and kill out the seven amim, the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's a mechemes mitzvah. Because over there Rashi says, "Ein loyma b'shavisa shivya." There it can say if you capture some people. Sharei kvar nem olay sechayi kol neshama. Because on the mitzvah to kill out the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, it says, you can't keep anybody alive. Therefore, here we're talking about Mechemes HaRishus. Now, the Netziv explains that in the last parasha we had in Shoftim, it spoke about two different types of Mechemes wars Klal Yisrael have, even Mechemes HaRishus. One is that you go out to a city and you make a siege around the city and then you go into the city. Or else, secondly, you have war out in the Machne, you have war out in the camp. In other words, out in the field, you have a war. So when the pasuk says here, kiseitze l'mechoma, going out to have war, it means not yet you're going into the city to besiege your city, but rather you're going out to have war in the fields. So we ask, if so, why does the parasha talk about now, yifas toyar, you find a nice lady there? L'chura would have made more sense if the mechoma would have been that you're going into the city. If you're going capturing the city, then in the city you see the ladies. But here that you're going out to the fields to war, kiseitze, what is your pastoya? What are the ladies doing outside in the war fields? So he explains this really like Rashi brings down later in the next pasuk, the Sefri, on the pasuk that says v'hesiro esimla shivya. You should take off, remove her good clothing. Me'oleho v'yosha b'vaisecho. She should sit in your house. Uvoksa seviya v'esimo yeruch yomim. And she should just sit there and cry about her father and her mother of 4 months. So Rashi explains, what do you mean take off their nice clothing? Like you found them at war. When you go to war, you don't wear nice clothing. So Rashi says, Lefi Shehem Noyim Shehagoyim Benoisayim Miskashkes Bamachoma. Because the Goyim, when they go to fight, they make sure that their daughters dress up very, very nice. Vishrilahaz Noisachreim Imoyim. In order to make the warriors, the people at war, fight good. Like this, if they fight good and they're heroes, they'll be able to have znus to live with their daughters. So therefore, they bring their daughters in order to have znus by the mechamam in order to make the men fight better. So here it came that you went out to fight and you saw these ladies dressed up nicely, roif is znus, and you have a big cheshik, you want to take them. So the Torah now says that eitzah, yifas toya, you have a right to take her to get married to her. And according to one man, the Yom in the Gemara, you're allowed to have tashmish, you're allowed to live with her once, right now, even when she's a goy. And then later you have to do the whole parsha here to let her stay a month in your house and let her cry and make her not look nice. And then if you still want her, then you're allowed to marry her after she became a ger, after she became a Jew. And then she's allowed to be your wife. Now, when the pasuk says, "Lakachta l'chol isha," you're allowed to take her for a wife, Rashi brings down and says, "Loy dibra Torah ela kineged yetzahara." The Torah here is only talking against a person's yetzahara. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give you a heter, did not give you permission to marry her, you'll have such a type of such a lust for her that you'll do it the yisr. Abu Rashi says, "Imnosa," but if you do marry her, you should know, soifuli yosayna. At the end, it's going to come out, you're going to hate her. Shenemar Achav, the next Pasha says, "Kisi Eliyish," and you're not going to like your wife. And then the Pasha talks about the Ben Soiru Murr. If you'll have a child from her, you should know this child is going to be a very much, very rebellious, and you're not going to have any nachas from him. This is from a Medrash Tanchuma. So really, the pasuk is talking about the Yetzirah, that a person can hold himself back. The Torah here gave a heter, how to do it, the heter, to how to live with her. But the Torah is still warning you, like the whole parasha, take it easy, wait a month, let her cry, make sure she, like make her not look nice in your eyes, because eventually the Torah is going to tell you you're not going to have a nice life with her. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Tzal has a shmuz about this, like he asks, how does, like the Medrash notes, it say that this person for sure is not going to have a nice life with his wife? Like right now the pasuk says v'choshaktabo, he has a big lust for her, he wants her, he desires her, so most probably he loves her right now. So how does the Torah notes say that at the end will end up that he'll divorce her, or if they have a child there'll be a ben sarah mirror? And he answers that the pshat is here that we're talking about now really tzaddikim here. The people, this is the mechemes rishus here. In other words, that the parsha said before, whoever has averus, whoever feels faint, doesn't want to go to have war, has a right to go home and not to fight. The people that go out to have this war over rishus, just to conquer other nations, not for Torah to mitzvah, just for Torah to rishus, to have a right to do it, they have to be like tzaddikim. So really, if a tzaddik goes out to have war, and he sees a goy, he sees a shiksa, and he likes her, so true, it's only his yetzer that's teaching him, that wants him to have lust, to have the desire, to live with her. But it's not really called an avar shel emes. It's called an avar that's totally bedover. Right now you see a shiksa, she looks nice in your eyes, you're at war, you have a title for her. But it's not really something shel miskayim to keep. And for sure, eventually the lust is going to go away. Before she's a shiksa, she's a goy. It's not something a Jew should be with. Therefore, for sure, the Torah is teaching you that eventually the love is going to go away, and you're going to end up with a shiksa, and you're just going to end up with a ben sarah mirror, or else you're going to come to hate her. And this is really like the Mishnah Novi says, that kol ahava shitluya bedover, if you don't really love the person, it's only because they're doing something for you, so when they stop doing it, it's botel or ahava. Mashenken ahava, that's not totally bedover, means really the pnim, the nisham of the person, the ruchness of the person, really loves the other person. It's a really a love, shel ahava, shel emes, that stays forever. And that's the pshat over here also, while at the smichas, the Medrash is saying that if you go to marry this Yefas Toyar, you should know your son is going to be a ben sarah mirror. Because really, the son is taken after the father. In other words, the father is a tzaddik here. What happened to you? You're by war, you see a shiksa, you see a guy. So because of that, you have cheshik, you have desire to go after her. In other words, you're just going after your shrivas liboy. Whatever your heart desires, that's what you do. Even though your seichel, your mind, your neshama, your yetzer tov tells you not to do it, but you can't hold yourself back. You just go after what your desires tell you to do. So that cherish that you have, that root that you have, you're going to implant into your child, that your child is going to be the same way. And therefore, he's going to come to be a ben sarah mirror. He's not going to go after his seichel, after his mind, to do the right things, but rather just to do whatever his heart desires. And like this also, we could understand why the halacha is that a ben sarah mirror, you're supposed to kill the son. Like really, the pasuk says later, v'yomru el zikne iroi b'neinu zeh sarah mirror enenu shemeya b'keleinu sarah v'zaveya. We have a son that's very rebellious, he doesn't listen to us, he eats too much, he drinks too much. So the pasuk says, u'ragamuhu kol anche iroi v'avonim, all the people of the city should stone him, v'meis and he should die. Uviarta horo mikabecha, and take out this bed, the whole Yisrael Yishmu viro. Everybody should hear and see what happened here. So now Rashi brings down that Saru Murr means he goes away from the right derech, and Rashi says, Ben Saru Murr, ain't a chayiv, he's not chayiv, as she yignoiv, viyoichel tartimar boser, until he steals and eats some meat, let's say a pound of meat, the yishte chatzi lug yain, and he drinks a chatzi lug of wine. Another, he eats and drinks. So now Rashi explained from the Sifri, O ben Sarah Umara Neherag, Al Shem Soifai. Like, why does the Torah say we have to kill this young child? Like, what did he do so bad? He only stole and ate some meat and drank some wine. So Rashi says, He gia Torah l'soif daitai. The Torah sees what's going to be the end with this child. Soif yen will be Shemachala Mominovit. He'll use up all his father's money. Or mevakesh limudav yeinu moitz, he's going to try and find a job, and he's not going to find. The yoyme de proshas durachim or malastim esabrius, he's going to sit on the roads and steal from everybody. So therefore, Omra Torah, the Torah says, yomuz zakai v'yayomuz chayit. Let's kill him now when he's still young, before he does all these averus. He'll die when he's a zakai, clean, pure, rather to let him die later after he does all these averus. This is a three, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin like this. Now really, everybody asks the question, by Yishmael, it says the opposite. By Yishmael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, the Malachim said, how can you save Yishmael? He's going to be the one to kill out so many Jews later. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani dan ela b'mashu b'yisashah. We have to look at the way he is right now. Since at the way he is right now, he wasn't that big, he wasn't such a big Russia, I can't kill him. Now, if you look at the person the way he is right now, and here by Ben Saru Murray, the Torah is saying just the opposite. Here the Sefri, the Gemara is saying the reason why we killed this young child is because even though now he's not doing so bad, but we see his future will be, his offset will be terrible. That's why we kill him now. And the pshat is that you have to say is that certain times there's a shurish, there's a root inside the person himself that you see that he's not going to change. He's on the wrong derech altogether. That's a Ben Saru Murray. And like we explained before, that since his father here went after his own desires at Mechama to marry a shiksa, he went after a shiksa, he didn't listen to his seichel, to his mind, he just did what his heart desires, he went off the right derech. So he put this root into his child when he was born, that such a child, we see his roots are so bad, that really there's no hope for him. So therefore there's the new svara of Yomus Zakai v'yal Yomus Chayiv. Let him die right now in order not to be mechayiv him later on, the rest of his life will be on the wrong derech. But there are other types of people that true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim know he's going to end up to be a Rosha. But right now his roots, the Shoroshim of the Ra, is not in him right now. By Yishmael, the roots of the Ra was not there yet. It wasn't that bad. True, they knew that the Yosef, the future, would be bad. But right now the roots inside him wasn't that bad. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done him the way he is right now. The way he is right now, he was like a tzaddik, he wasn't a rasha yet, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. But over here, by Ben Saru Murray, it's a root in the child that we see, that his whole metzias of the child is just to go after his lust, his desires, and not to listen to a seichum. So that's this new svar of Yomus Zakai V'Yal Yomus Chai. Now, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, according to Daf Ayin Aleph, according to one man, the Omer, it says that Ben Saru Murray it never happened and it never will happen. It will never be the case of a Ben Saru Murray that Bezdin will have to kill him. If so, the Gemara asks, V'loma nichtav, why does the Torah write this whole pasha of a Ben Saru Murray? The Gemara says, Dorosh v'kibul schar, in order to learn it and to receive reward just for learning it. So if you saw Salanta learns Pshan, the Gemara here, that it comes to teach us that even though, of course, we're supposed to learn Torah, Manas Lasleis, in order to do mitzvahs, like to know how to do the mitzvahs, but we also have to know there's a special mitzvah that we get just by learning the Torah. Even though we don't get any mitzvah out of it, like we don't, like here the parsha of Ben Saru Murray, it never will happen, it never happened. It's not negated to know how to do this mitzvah. Still, we receive reward for the actual limud of learning the Torah itself. However, other mepharshim want to say that the pshat from this gemara is Drosh v'kibbutz char means we learn out a lot from this parsha. Even though it never happened, a case like this, that a Ben Saru Murray came to Bezdin, that the father complained, and they brought him in front of Bezdin, and they came to kill him, but we learn out from this parsha what it means to stay away, not to go after your tithes, not to run after whenever you have a desire to eat meat, to go and eat it. When you have a desire to drink wine, to drink wine. Even though it's not yours, to go to steal it. Because if you go after your desires, after your lust, you should know you're going to end off to be a big, big Russia. So that's the limit from this parsha of a Ben Saru Murray. And we say, really, it starts off, this is the achalos of this parsha of Kiseitzim. So when you go out to have a mechama, and Yetzirah talks it into you, that you have a desire, a lust for an isha, for a lady, you have to be very careful and watch out. So even though at certain times it's too much for you, the Torah gave you a heter, you have to know what the Torah gave a heter when the Torah said is okay, that's what we are allowed to do. But the Torah did not give a heter, what we're not allowed to do, no matter how hard it is, we're just not allowed to do it. And like this, it's very good the way the Zohar says pshat in this first pasuk that ki seitzei la mulchoma alo yevecho. When you go out to have a war against your enemy, you know what the enemy means here. The oyevecho is the famous oyev, the biggest oyev we have, which is the Yetzer. So the person has his mulchoma against the Yetzer. The pasuk says, "On the son of Hashem lakecha biyodecho, that the Kodesh Baruch will give him over to you in your hand. The shavisa shav, you'll have him captured." So the Mefarshim asked a few questions in the pasuk. First of all, it starts off with a lashon rabim of many, plural. It says, "Ki seitzei la molchom ma'alei vecho." when you, a lashon plural, when a lot of people go out to fight against their enemies. And then it says in the Sonia Hashem Latecha Biyodecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it over into your hand, which is a lashon yochid to a private person. And also, why does it say a lashon of kiseitze when you go out? It just should have said kisilochem when you have war. And also, what does it mean in the Sonia Hashem Latecha, Hashem will give it to you? How do we know for sure that Hashem will give it to you? So the Farshim will say that Chazal always says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that El Molai Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Yeshua Limolech Mimenu. If not for the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and help us to fight the war against our own Yetzirah, we cannot stand up against him. In other words, we have to come on to the help of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And also, it always says Chazal says that Habor Letahir Messiah Noisai. If somebody just starts a little bit to help himself, a little bit he fights against his Yetzirah, he doesn't give in to him so easily, HaKadosh Baruch will help you finish off the Muhammad. Because we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch anyway to fight our Yetzirah. So that's shot in this Pasuk. Ki Seitzei, when a person goes out, means he himself starts a little bit to fight against his Yetzirah. He just starts a little bit. So, and Olevecha means the famous enemy, the Yetzirah, that he comes with 100 different reasons why you should not do the mitzvahs. It's too hard for you. Take it easy. Be lazy. He has 100 different reasons why not to do things, like a Lashon Rabbim. Then the Pasuk says, but if you go out and fight a little bit, just start to be habol l'tayir, that you want to help yourself, right away the Pasuk says, Unesono yasher molekecha biyodecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help every individual separately. Every single person that's haboy l'tayir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him over to you. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually mimenu. It's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help that we'll be able to fight the Yetzirah. And here the Pasuk is giving this Haftoch according to the Zohar, that if you do put up a little fight, even though it looks very, very hard, the Yetzirah, you think you'll never get there, it's too hard, you should know the Siyata Dishmaya, that Habor Letayer, if you try and do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah helps you. That's this pasuk of Unason Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha, Hashem will give him over to you in your hands. And like this, it's a little bit of a kasha before Hashem asks. At the end of the pasuk, it says V'Shavisa Shivyoy, like you captured the person. The question is, you didn't capture him. We're just saying the pasuk says Unason Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha, HaKadosh Baruch will give him over to you. So really, it's Hashem that's capturing him. So why does the pasuk say V'Shavisa Shivyoy, that you captured him? So the V'Yecheskel wants to say, like the pasuk says, Ulucho Hashem HaChesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokor HaChesed. And the Gemara says, Ki Ato Teshalom Liyish Kamaseho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back for the actions that you do. And he wants to explain it like this, like we're saying now, even though when we start to do mitzvahs, we start to fight against the Yetzirah, without Hashem's help, we couldn't do it. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping us. So really, since it's Hashem that's helping us, we don't deserve to have that much reward for doing the Ma'asim Tovim. It's Hashem that's helping us. That's what the Pasuk says, no. Ki l'ulucho Hashem ha-chesed, that Hashem does tremendous chesed with us, that even though it's Hashem that's helping us do the actions, the ma'isim ha-tayv, Hashem considers it as if we ourselves did it. That's this Pasuk here. That even though really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the son of Hashem l'kecha b'yodecho, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping us fight the Yetzirah, do the mitzvahs, learn Torah. But when we do it, you should know, v'shavisa shivyoy, it's considered like we did it. It's considered our ma'isa mitzvah. It's considered our learning HaTorah, and we receive schar reward as if we did it by ourselves. Now this parasha is very good for this time of the year, during Chodesh Elul. That Chodesh Elul, this is the month before Rosh Hashanah. This is the time to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin, for the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to finally to Yom Kippur. And the way we prepare ourselves is by doing tshuva. And tshuva means to come back again close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means, in other words, to fight the Yetzirah. That the work of the Yetzirah is to take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To make us that we should not be close to Him. Tshuva means, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha, means to become close. To be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we're close to Hashem is by fighting the Yetzirah. Taking away the Yetzirah, and Memela will be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sinyan now during this Chodesh of Elul. Everybody should be really a kiseite la mochom al yivecho. Everybody should go out to have a war to fight against the Yetzirah, not to give in to him, not to listen to him. And then we should know we have the Haftacha, this pasuk, that if we work, if we're misayaya, if we're bol tayer, we want to become tor, we want to pure ourselves, we have the atocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. And of course, the early in the month of Elul, that we start to do tshuva, we start to work on ourselves, at least on small things. It's always good to pick on one thing to work on, try and not to give in to Yetzirah so much of this one thing, start at little things, and when you get over the little things, eventually you'll be able to work on the harder things. But the early in the month you start to do tshuva, the easier it is to have tshuva when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, and of course during the Aseret you make tshuva and Yom Kippur. Now the best method that we have to do tshuva is through learning Torah, to the kavei itim la Torah. In other words, during this month now of Chodesh Elul, we should try our best to learn more than we learned the whole year. Like really we say every day in Shemon Esrei and Davening, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecho, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please bring us back to your learning of the Torah. Then we say, V'Korveinu Ma'ken L'Avodasecho, then you should bring us close to do your Avodah, your mitzvahs, then V'Achazireinu B'Seshuv Hashleim L'Fanecho, and then you bring us back to do tshuva. In other words, the way to do tshuva, to become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's through Limud HaTorah. Like we always say, V'Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. And really it's interesting, Reb Chaim Shalevitz brings down here a Yerushalmi at the end of Sanhedrin that talks about the Pasha of Ben Tzoriya Murr. And the Yerushalmi says like this, that Tzofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw about this Ben Tzoriya Murr, She Tzoyv Ze Osed Ligmar Nichsei Ovev Imoy V'yoshel Loi V'Pashas Drochim V'Mekapech Es Abriyos V'Origes Anafoshes, like Rashi brought down from the Sefri. But the Rishalmi ends off, what's the worst thing about this Ben Tzoriya Murr? V'soifo l'shakeach es Talmudai. At the end, he's going to forget all his learning. V'yom Retorah, therefore the Torah says, Yom Zaka V'yal Yom Chai. This is the Rishalmi in Sanhedrin, Perakhes, Halacha Zayin. This is interesting. The Rishalmi says the worst thing, after the Ben Tzoriya is going to steal and rob from other people and come to kill people, that alone is not enough. For that alone, the Torah wouldn't have killed the person. Why? Because as long as he learns Torah, it's possible the Torah will be ma'achzirim l'toyv. Because of his learning of the Torah, would help him do tshuva, and even though he's doing so much bad, the Torah will make him do tshuva. But now that the Ben Tzoriya Murr was soifu l'shakeach es Talmudai, he's forget all his learning. He's not going to have the schus of limud haTorah. Now he's a finished person. Now there's no more hope for him. Therefore the Torah says, kill him now. And not that he should live a bad life and have more averis later on. So it's interesting, like we're saying, that because of the limud haTorah, that could save a person. That's where Reb Chaim is also masbah the famous Gemara in Brochis. The Gemara in Brochis of Yud Zayin says, Omer le'Rav, le'Rebbe, Hani noshi b'makol zachoyim. The ladies, how do they have a schus? What's the schus? What's the big things that a lady could do? The Gemara says, B'yakroyim b'nai levei k'nishta. For the fact that they let their children go learn Torah. Uvasnuya gavraya beirabonin. And they let the husband sit and learn Torah. Therefore, that's the schus the women have. In other words, again, it's the schus of limud haTorah. Even though the isha herself is potter from learning Torah, but the fact she helps the husband learn Torah, or she helps the children learn Torah, they get schar b'hadayim. So Reb Chaim asks, like, what's the Gemara's question? How do women be zeicha? What's their schus? Women have mitzvahs. A mitzvah sasei, shalai yazman grama they do. All the life sasei they have to listen to. So when an isha, when a lady does the mitzvahs that they have to do, because of their mitzvah, they'll get tchad, they'll get reward. What's the Gemara's big question? B'mazakoin. So he answers, what the Gemara means to say is really, the biggest reward, or the biggest shmira that watches us, is limud haTorah. We always say, ner mitzvah v'Torah or. Mitzvahs are only like a ner, a small candle. But Torah or, Torah is the light. That's what really lights up and helps us. So Gemara is saying, how does the isha have the schus of limud haTorah that should protect her, help her also do tshuva? Help her also fight the Yetzer. What schus does an isha have? They're potter from limud haTorah, from learning the Torah. And on this the Gemara answers, the fact that they help their children learn Torah, and the fact they let the husbands go and learn Torah, they help them, they also get schar, palga v'adayu, and because of the schar of the limud haTorah, that's the schus of the noshim that protects them from the Yetzer, that's mach de l'toiv, and that lets them do tshuva and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Gemara says in Kedushin, that Bora Yetzhara, Bora Torah, Tavlin Kenegdoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the one that created the Yetzhara, made the sickness of the Yetzhara, he is the one that's telling us what is the medicine, what is the refuah for the Yetzhara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Bora Loi Torah, Torah, Tavlin Kenegdoi. The Limerat Torah, that's the Tavlin, that's the spice that knocks out the Yetzhara. Now this, the Mesil Tesharim explains this, like a mussel, that if the greatest doctor in the world, the one that discovered the disease, he is the one that's telling us this is the medicine for it. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that created the Yetzhara, and he is the one that's telling us that the only medicine we have to calm him down is the Limud HaTorah. Then if the Sheni, the Pasuk says, V'chiyiv ish chet mishpas moves v'humas, if somebody is mechuyiv misa, the Pashtun say it means a misa of skilom, if the Bezin stones him, then there's a mitzvah to hang him up on the tree. Then the Pasuk says, don't let him hang there too long. There's a mitzvah essay to bury the mace that day. And we learn out from here, this is a mitzvah to bury any person that's mace, not only a person that was killed through Arugas Bezdin, but even a regular Yisrael that died. There's a mitzvah to bury him by Yermuhu that day. And here the Pasuk says, Ki kilas Elohim toli. The reason why by Haruge Bezdin, there's a mitzvah to bury him right away, because Kol Zaman is hanging there, he's called kilas lakem, he's like cursing Hashem, like Rashi says. Everybody sees him and the people know, why was he killed? Because he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he like cursed Hashem. So it's called the kilas lakem, the curse of Hashem is still here. And then it says, so Rashi says, the smichas here is that after the pasuk of Ben Sarah murder, the Torah is telling you that if you don't take your son to Bezdin right now, you have rachmonis on your son, you have mercy on him, you don't do the mitzvah, you should know what will come out is just later on, he'll build du averis, that'll also be mechuyiv misa skila, and he'll have to stone him anyway, and there'll be the mitzvah to hang him afterwards. Now, the reason of the time why the Torah says to be koivar, to bury the mace, to put him into the ground, the Mepharshim say is, that the Pasuk says, V'yoshev ha'ofor el-oretz kishahoya, v'haruach toshev el-olakim asher nosno. In other words, that the union of mitzvah when a person dies, that's called now his body is at rest. But what's at rest right now is only the guf of the person himself. The neshama of the person, his rest first comes when he goes back for Kodesh Baruch Hu, after his body completely came back to the ground. That's why it's brought down that Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, the first 12 months after a person is mace, guf or kayim, the person's guf is still there in the ground, v'nishmosa oylov yaredis, his neshama goes up and goes down. It didn't come to menucha yet. But li'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, then ha guf batal, then the body is completely at rest in the ground, Neshama oila, the neshama then goes up, v'shuv eni yaredis. Then it doesn't come down anymore. This is the pshat where there's a mitzvah kfura, like to bring the body to rest, in order that when the body is completely rested, completely part of the offer, then the neshama goes to Shemayim and is at rest and stays there also. Then after Perich of Beis, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah essay of Hashavas Aveda. It says, "Lo yisirei asher achicha yisei nidoch v'salam tomehem hoshayv teshivim l'achicha." You should return it back to your brother. And then, "Lo korav achicha lechav lo yedata." You don't know your brother. You don't know who owns it. V'yasav teyatoich v'secha. The mitzvah is to take back the aveda, the thing you found, to take it home with you. V'o yimcha adroish achicha yisei. And it should be with you until your brothers come to ask for it. And then you return it. This is the mitzvah essay of Hashavas Aveda. If you find an Aveda in the street, there's a mitzvah essay that has a simin. You have to go through the perek of Elo Metzias to know when we have the chiyuv to return it, when not. But when there's the mitzvah to return it, you have to take it home with you and watch it until your brother comes and gives you a simin to show that it's his. Then Pasuk Dalet it says, Lo yisirei es chamor achicha oy. If you see your brother's chamor, his donkey, or his ox, that falls down in the street, it's carrying too much of a load, there's a mitzvah, go and help your brother. If your friend needs help, you have to go and help him, in order that the chamor should be able to get up again and to go back on his derech, on his way. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say that who didn't it apply to Rosh Yeshiva, somebody that has the oil, the responsibility of keeping the yeshiva going. There are plenty money problems, plenty other problems. He has a big bundle upon his back. And of course, there's the same mitzvah of Hakim Tokimimoi. There's a mitzvah to help him to take off his burden off his back and give as much help as possible. All right, turn over. Now, Pasuk Vav talks about Ki kore kan sipro lofonecho baderech, when on the road you meet a bird's nest, the chol eitz oyal oretz, whether it's on the tree or on the ground, ef roichim, whether of the young chickens there, oy beitzim, or else the eggs, v'aim roivetzis alu afreichim oyal abeitzim, and the mother is on top of the child or on top of the eggs, so there's a mitzvah, loisika ho'aim alavonim. Don't take away the mother now when she's on top of the children, or don't take away the children. Rather, shalayach te shalach esayim. First, send away the mother. V'yes habonim tikach loch. And then you could take the child or the eggs for yourself. And the pasuk ends off, l'man yitav loch v'harach toyamim. It should be good for you, and you'll have a long life because of this mitzvah. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Chulin that says, a mitzvah kalo, shein b'chsar and kis omra ter l'man yitav loch v'harach toyamim. If it is simple mitzvah that you're not losing any money, the Torah says you get such big reward back, for sure, the reward will receive back for the more stronger, stricter, harder mitzvahs to do. Now, b'chlal, the smichas of these psukim mefarshim say is that mitzvah gereres mitzvah. By doing one mitzvah, we'll be able to do other mitzvahs. So if you do the first mitzvah of hashavas aveidom, the mitzvah of if your friend's ox is falling down, help him pick it up. You'll be zeicha to do this mitzvah of kantzipor. In other words, you'll have birds, you'll have eggs, you'll have children. Then the next pasuk is the chisivna bayis chodesh. You'll be zeicha to build a new house. You'll see samakla gagechom. You have to put a gate around your roof. And by doing one mitzvah, you'll be zeicha to do all these mitzvahs also. And then le'sizra karma chokloyim. You'll have a kerem though. You'll have a vineyard to grow. You shall have clothing to wear. In other words, by doing these mitzvahs, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, you'll be zeichah to do all of these mitzvahs. Now, upon this mitzvah of shalayach tishalach esayim, the chinuch says that really it's called mida keneged mida. In other words, the inyan, the sherish of this mitzvah is like not to take away the mother and the child or the egg together at the same time. As if to say, you don't want to destroy the whole min. You don't want to wipe out this whole min. The same type, the same inyan of the mitzvah of Oisav Yes Benoy. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the child the same day. Because that shows like you want to wipe out this whole min, the whole type of an animal. So therefore, the midi kenegan midir is the fact that you don't wipe out the bird and the child together the same day. You'll be zeich also to have an arichas yomim to have children also. And the chinuch brings down the Medrash Rabbi says, Shodim zeichel lebonim bischa mitzvah zu. Kloimar, sheyimsha kiyumai shabonim ein kiyamodim bezichroi. That since you want to keep alive this min of the birds, Hashem will keep alive your min, as if to say you'll have children. Now about the reason of this mitzvah, the Ramban has a big arichas here, talks a lot about it, and it brings down from the Rambam and the Murin of Uchim that said the reason is that we should stay away from the midas of achzorius. Not to be like strong against animals. In other words, to take away the mother from the child, it's a terrible midah of achzorius. You're being too cruel. So Torah doesn't want a person to be cruel. That's why we have this inyan not to take away the mother from the child. The same thing, Oisav Yes Benoy, it's to teach us not to be cruel. But rather to teach us to have the midah of rachmonis, to have mercy upon people. And even though the Gemara in Brachas says that koloimer al kan tzipo yegir rachamecha shemeshaskin oisai, if somebody says that the reason why Hashem gave us this mitzvah is to show us Hashem's rachmon, Hashem's mercy, we keep him quiet, and otherwise he's saying something wrong. So the chinuch explains that a person should not say the reason why Hashem gave this mitzvah is because Hashem has rachmon. In other words, like Hashem can't stand to see a mother and a son to be killed the same day, to be shechited the same day. Or else to see the mother taken away from the child, Hashem can't see that. So after midas from Rachmanis, Hashem can't see it happen. That's why he gave this mitzvah. That's wrong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he is a tremendous midas of chesed, of Rachmanis, but that's not the reason why he himself gave this mitzvah. Like Lamosha, we're allowed to shech the animal. We're allowed to kill the bird. So why don't you say that's also called the midas of Achzorius? Elamai, these are mitzvahs that Hashem said shechita we're allowed to do. To kill the mother, take away the mother in front of the child, that we're not allowed to do. So it's not because Hashem has Rachmanis, that's why he gave us this mitzvah. The mitzvah is because that's the way it's gzeira. That's the way Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah. But once we have the mitzvah, there's no stira, we learn out from the mitzvahs how to have the midah of Rachmanis, how we ourselves should have mercy upon other people and not to be cruel to one another. And then he goes through saying that we hold there are reasons for the mitzvahs. In other words, even though we do the mitzvah because it's a gzeira, Hashem told us to do it, but there is a reason for the mitzvah. And even though the Gemara always says, there's a Medrash Rabba that says, V'chi ma'ich b'stela kodesh baruch hu, ben sheichet min ha'tzav or l'sheichet min oruf. Like when you come to do the mitzvah shechita, there's no difference to Hashem whether you shech the animal by the neck or the back of the neck. So to Hashem there's no difference. So it ends off the Medrash, ha'le nitnu ha'mitzvah se'le litzroich v'em esabriyos, the Torah, the mitzvahs are only given to us like to purify us. So what does it mean to purify us? The Ramban explains that it means that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake himself, there's no difference whether the mitzvah should be this way or that way. Hashem has no difference whether we shech the animal from the neck or the other side. It's not mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. But negate to the Bnei Yodim, what we get out of the mitzvah, we receive a lot from the mitzvah. Like it says, "Avla toeles ba'odem atzmoi limnoyim imenu nezek or yemuna ro or midah maguna or liskanisim v'nefloyis haburius berachadases Hashem v'zel litzroiv them sheyakesef tzrufa ki atzorav kesef." In other words, the mitzvahs were given to us to purify us. Like imras Hashem amoras teiras, imras Hashem tzrufa, with the words of Hashem, the midas, the mitzvahs of Hashem purify the person. But even though for Hashem there's no difference. But for us, there's a big difference. When we do mitzvahs, we put into ourselves midas tovos, we put into ourselves emunah shleima, we have more trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have more bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single mitzvah we do makes a big effect upon the person that purifies the person himself. And really, this is the nusach we say in every bracha by the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Before we do a mitzvah, we say, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvahsav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh us. Hashem made us holy. In other words, by the fact that we do the mitzvahs, every mitzvah we do makes the person more holy. He has more midas tovus because of this. He has more emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets more yirah shemayim. That's about the tzara of them as abriyas. By doing the mitzvahs, that's the way we get yirah shemayim. That's the way we become another masholim. That's what we learn out from this mitzvah of Shmuach HaKan. Then after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Ki sivne bayis chodesh, chodosh, when you build a new house, v'yosisa makala gagecha, you should make a fence around the roof, v'loisosim domim v'vesecha, ki yipol aloifim imenum. Because you have to be afraid, maybe somebody will fall off and kill himself. So Mepharshim say, the smichas is that, even though a person was just mekayim the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, that the Pasuk says, l'man yita avloch v'rachto yomim, yo bizoich tavin arichas yomim, the person could think, once I have this inyan, I'll have a long life. I don't have to worry about making a makia, making a gate, a fence around my roof. I don't have to be afraid that anybody will fall off. I'll have to be talking to Hashem. Hashem said already, because I did the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, I'll have an arichas yomim. So the Torah is telling us not like that. And we have to know, you'll have an arichas yomim if you watch yourself and take care of yourself. But just to make it a roof that people can go there and possible for them to fall off, like it's a mokim, shchiach hazekom, you can't be simuch on Isim. You can't be simuch that Hashem will protect you. A person has to protect himself. Then the psukim talk about the yisur of klayim, putting two things together, which are three different inyonim of klayim. There's ninya klayim of bekarka, not to plant, like busted like sizra karmacha klayim, and the vineyards near the grapes. You should not plant klayim. Then it's ninya by behema. You can't put two animals together, lesachrish. to Shor v'chamor yachtov, you should not let them work together, Shor v'chamor. And the Mepharshim say the reason why they can't plow or work together, two different animals, because we're afraid they'll come to have children together. And that would be the issue of Klayim putting two different minyan together. And then, by begodim also, there's the Indian of Klayim, of Lesul b'shatnesh, Tzemer v'fishtim yachtov. You're not allowed to wear clothing that has shatnesh, that has wool and linen together. Then in Perek Chav Gimel, Posik, Dalad the Posik says, Lo Yovo Ya'amoini O Moyovi B'kal Hashem, that even if them is Gayer, they become a Jew, we're not allowed to marry them, and Ya'amoini O Moavi. Gam Dor Asiri, Lo Yovo Lehem B'kal Hashem Ad Olam. Even the 10th generation, we cannot intermarriage with an Amon O Moavi into Klal Yisrael. And the Torah says, why? Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Alechem. In other words, they were big Rishoyim, they were very mean to us. They did not come and give us bread and water. And they also hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So this shows the rishus that they did. Therefore, we're not supposed to intermarriage. There's a law to marry them. And Pasuk Vav says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to listen to Bilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed over the klola, the curse of Bilam, that Hashem made it, that it came out of his mouth, the Teros of Brocho. Ki Yehebcho Hashem Lekech, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisidro Yishloimo V'Toivoson Kol Yomech L'Irlam. You're not allowed to seek peace or their good all the days of your life. And Chazal Dashen, that this love, not to intermarriage, not to marry an Amoini Moavi, only applies to the Zchorim, to the men. In other words, if a man, an Amoini, is Mizgai, becomes a Jew, there's still a law not to marry him. Ma'ashenken and Isha, lady, from an Amoinis or Moyavis, if they are Mizgai, they become a Jew, we're allowed into marriage with them. Now, the Chinuch explains the meaning of this mitzvah is that Torah comes to teach us, like, how great the midah of Gemilas Chasodim is, to be nice to one another. Like here, the Torah wants us to hate an Amoini Moavi because they didn't even come out to give us water and bread. It shows how much the opposite of Gemilas Chasodim they were. That's why there's a mitzvah now to say the Fedorists hate them and not to marry them. So it comes to show us the chshivas of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim, how much it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be kind, to do good things to one another. And also the second thing they did bad was they hired Bilam, the Rosha, to be machshalos in doing averus of nus of Avodah Zarah. As this shows that this one avera they did was so great that the sinner was supposed to hate them so much, the hatred has to remain loyalim. Mashenkin and Mitzri, even though Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 400 years, we worked hard, but the Avera they did to us was not as bad as the Avera that Amoni Moavi did. Therefore, by Mitzri, the Mitzri was only to hate them for 3 generations. After that, they could come into marriage into Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin and Amoni Moavi, their one Avera they did was so great, it was such a rishis, that with the Mitzvahs to hate them, loyalim void. And the Chinuch explains the reason why it's only by Yizachar, by the male, and not by the females, because the derech is for an ish, for a man, to go out. So in other words, when Klal Yisrael came and asked him, give us some bread, give us some water, it was a big tfiyam, it was bad upon the males, the Zchorim, that they did not come out and bring us water and lechem. It was, and water. So that's why the sin is upon the Zchorim, and not so much upon the Nekevas, shein derech isha lotes. So the Kitzah, the Pasuk is saying that Ammon and Moavi did such rishas, such bad things to Klal Yisrael, therefore we have to hate them, loyalim. Now the question the Farshim asks, why in Pasuk Vav does it have to say that loyalim Hashem lekech l'shmoye Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to listen to Bilam, and Hashem changed over his klola to become into a bracha, because Hashem loved us. Like, why does the Pasuk have to say this? This is not important to tell us about the rishas, the bad, that Ammon and Moav did. It was enough to say that they hired Bilam. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonos on Klal Yisrael and loved that Klal Yisrael and changed over his bracha into a klola, that doesn't show how bad the rishis of Ammon and Moav. So why does the Pasuk talk about it here when the Pasuk mainly is teaching us the rishis, the badness, to teach us to stay away from this badness? And the Devei Cheska wants to explain that the pshat is really, like, why did Hashem have to change over the klolos of Bilam, that now it did not even come out of his mouth, the klola, but rather Hashem made what came out of his mouth was the bracha. Hashem changed it that Bilam now came and gave brachas blessing to Klal Yisrael. And the reason Mepharshim say is because Bilam was the Mekor HaTumah. He was so deep down in Tumah that if he would have said it, if it would have come out of his mouth, it wouldn't be possible to go against it. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to do this nest to change around that what came out of Bilam's mouth was a bracha. He had to change around the klal into a bracha in order that it should not take any effect at all to Klal Yisrael. So really, this pasuk is coming to teach us how much of a risha, how much of a rasha Bilam was, and how bad Amon and Moav was the fact that they hired him. In other words, Bilam was the Mekor HaTumah. What he said had to take effect upon Klal Yisrael. So they were such big rishoyim to go to him. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as his chesed, avas Hashem, had a bedavka go and change around that the klal of the curse did not come out of his mouth, but rather only a bracha came out of his mouth. So it's very good now. This all shows the rishis of Bilam and the rishis of Amon and Moav, what they wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. And now the Torah is teaching us, stay away from them and don't intermarriage them, loylam. Now, right after Revi, the Pasuk says, Loisisai v'adoimi, you're not supposed to hate, and adoimi edoim, t'yachichu, because he is your brother. Even though Edom also did not come out to give you food to eat, still you're not allowed to hate them because kafot they're your brothers. Like Esav was the brother of Yaakov. Loisisai v'mitzri, you're not allowed to hate the Mitzri. Ki ger ha'yi serbiatzai, because you lived in their land. Since Klal Yisrael was a stranger, lived in their land, in Mitzrayim for 400 years, we can't hate them. And Rashi says, Lo Sisai of Mitzri, Mikol V'chol, not at all, you can't hate a Mitzri. Afa pi shezorku zechureyim layor, even though they threw our young children, the males, into the river, still we can't hate them. Why not? Matan Rashi says, Shoy lechem achsan yom, v'shas adchak, because since we live by them, since they were our innkeepers, we lived in Mitzrayim for 400 years, since they took care of us there, even though they made us work so hard, they did all the riches to us, but since they were our achsanya, we lived by them, we have the chiyuv to be makitoyev, to see the good they did to us, and therefore we can't come to hate them. And the Mashgiach Rabbi Yeruchim Natsal has a shmuz about this, to learn now what it means the midah to be makitoyev, to see the good of what somebody else does to you. Like really Mitzrayim, they were tremendous Rishoyim. Like you think about what happened there was Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim and Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Mitzrayim. And because of that, the whole Mitzrayim was prosperous, the Nilus got a lot of water then, and they should have came to thank Klal Yisrael. And then Yosef HaTzadik, when he took over and he gained for 7 years all the money of the Mitzrayim, he got together, he barely let them live. How much Hakaras HaTov they should have had back to Klal Yisrael. What happened was just the opposite. And later on, Mitzrayim was not Makat Tov. They were bad to Klal Yisrael. They put them into Shiva to make them work so hard. So really, all this is the reason that really we should come to hate the Mitzrayim. Still, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to hate them. Why? Because we have to be Makat Tov. We have to realize that they did something good to us. We lived in their land. Since we were by them, we were Achsanoi. We were by them even though they were nice to us. But since they did this little bit, that they let us live, we lived in their land, therefore we have to be makatoiv not to hate them. So you see what midas means, if somebody, even though he does a lot of bad to you, but for the little bit of good that he does do to you, you can't just look at the bad and only do bad back to him, but you have to be makatoiv to realize the good that he did to you, and for that little bit of good that he does, he also deserves to receive reward from you, you have to act nice back to him. We are at the opposite, we had the psukim before, by Amon and Moav, there the Pasuk says, like we are allowed to hate them, and Moyovi Amon and Moav the Kal Hashem, they cannot come into the Kal Hashem. Now, he speaks out a little bit different than we said before. Really, the Ramban explains that Amon and Moav, really, their averus weren't so great. Really, it wasn't as great as the Mitzrayim, what Mitzrayim did to us. But Amon and Moav, the Ramban says it like this. These were the two children of Lot. Amon and Moav. These are two children that came out of Lot. Now Lot was saved because of Avraham Avinu. Really, by Sodom, when Hashem killed out the whole Sodom, Lot was also supposed to be killed. Lot was only saved because of Avraham Avinu. And out of Lot, with his two daughters, came out Amon and Moav. So really, Amon and Moav should have been Makir Tov. They should have had a Karas HaTov. The realization to thank Klal Yisrael, to thank them that Avraham Avinu saved their father Lot. and they didn't do this. They weren't nice to Klal Yisrael. Le'kidmu etchem alechem. They did not give them food, so they did not have this hakaras hatayid. They didn't have this midah or this nice midah of realizing what somebody did good to them. Therefore, the Torah says you're supposed to hate them and don't let them become into Klal Yisrael le'olam vo'ed. Ma'ashenken, the opposite by Mitzrayim, even though they did bad to us. But our chayv back to them is how we have to act back to Mitzri is, since Lamaisa, the Mitzrayim, did something nice to us, we have to have this midah of Akaras HaTov. We have to still thank them for what they did to us, but not allowed to hate them, and the Dor Shlishi is allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. After Mitzri is Mizgayir, when he has the third generation, they're allowed into marriage into a regular Yisrael. Now in Pesach Chof it says, Loi Sashich Lochicho Neshech Kesef Neshech Oichel. You're not allowed to lend money to your friend and to your brother and ask him for interest, whether it's an interest of money or of food. Neshech kol dov rasha yishech. Any type of interest, you're not allowed to ask when you lend your friend money. Now on this, the Gemara in Bava Metzia darshins that Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, minayin lenoisa b'chavera mona. If you lend your friend money, as your friend borrowed money from you, minayin v'ein rochol lahakdil l'sholem, and usually the person that borrowed the money, he does not give shalom. He doesn't go to the other person, the one that he borrowed the money from, to usually give him shalom aleichem. She'osa lahakdim l'sholem. You should know now you're not allowed to go over to him and give him shalom aleichem, because that's also called ribs. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, neshech kol dovor afilo diber osur. Even talk, just being nice, the lender should be nice to the borrower, whereas the loiver should be nice to the malva, just by giving him shalom aleichem, saying a nice word to him, saying good morning to him, since usually he does not do this. And the reason why now he's talking nice to him is only because he lent me money. So it's like, I'm giving you back something special because you lent me the money. That's also included in this lav of neshech. And according to some shittas, that's mamish osim midiraisam, to say something nice back to the malva if you're not ruggle in doing it. In other words, you're only doing it now because he lent you money. That's also included in the lav of ribs. So the Sipler asked the question here in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, like by Issa Mudur Hano, if Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him, there the halacha is lipaskin that Dibur is mutter. You're allowed to talk nice to your friend. So that's called Hano that comes from a Mela, doesn't come from any Chepetz directly, that's mutter. There's Gemara in Tzachim Dachavov that says that the Koil Umara ain't by Mishumila. If you just hear a nice voice from Hegdish, there's no Isamila. Because Koil is called ain't by Mamish, is not coming from any direct object, it's just like ain't by Mamish. So yes, if so, how come by the Issa Ribus, here the Torah says that if the Leiva, the one that borrowed the money, talks nice back to the mouth of the one that gave him the money, just Dibur alone is awesome. And how come by Yisuri Hano, not to have enjoyment from Hegdish, or when Amudur Hano, when I made a neder, not that you can't have any enjoyment from me, their Dibur just talking to one another is mutter, even though you're having enjoyment from the Dibur. So he wants to answer Poshet, that by the Yisuri Hano of neder or by Hegdish, there the Torah said you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from a Chepetz, from an object. So it has to come from the object, from either what the neder owns, or else it belongs to Hegdish. Dibur, just words, that doesn't come from any object, therefore there's no Isser Hanor of the Dibur alone. Ma'ashen came by ribbis, that if you lend somebody money, that you're not allowed to pay back interest. Interest is the pshat, anything you give, anytime the borrower gives back something special to the malvam, it's called like Yipuroin, it's called you're paying him back for what he did to you. You're paying back, he did a nice thing to you, he lent you money, now you're paying him back for that favor, that's something good he did to you. So in payment, and paying back, anywhere you're paying back is offer. Even if it means just with Dibur, just with talking nice to the Malva, if usually you would not do it, or not to give him a nice present, you're not allowed to give him a present if usually you would not give him a present. But since he lent you so much money, now you want to give him a present, that's awesome. Because talking is called a proyin, like I'm paying you back for what you did to me. So for when the Torah asked the Ribbis not to pay back for what he did to you, any type of payment, even if it's only through Dibur, through talking, that's also in the Yisr of Ribbis. Later, if the Shishi Pasuk Chesed says he shomer b'negu atzeras, be very careful about the mitzvah. If somebody has a tzeras, lishmor moed v'lasit, be very careful and do it. The way they tell you to watch it, that's the way you're supposed to watch a neged tzeras. In other words, like Rashi says, it means if you have a sign on your body that you're a mitzvah, you have this wound, this blister, so you're not allowed to cut it off, you're not allowed to take off this simone tuma. In other words, whatever the kanim tell you, like Rashi says, im lahaskir, im lahachlit, im letar. They tell you you have to go away, you have to be hidden for 7 days. Whatever the Kohen tells you to do, be careful to listen to him. Then the Pasuk says in Tes, Zochor Eis Asher Osor Hashem Lekecha LeMiriam. You should remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. Ba'aderech v'tzeischem Mitzrayim. When you were going out of Mitzrayim. The Rashi says, the meet in Bosul Yizoyish Leituke v'tzeras. You want to be careful that you should not get a negative tzeras. Is al tesapir lashon hara. Don't talk lashon hara. In other words, zocher also le Miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam. She adibra biyachia. She spoke lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Veloksa b'negoyim, and therefore she got nega mitzaras to the lashon of a sifri. Now the smichas of the pasuk is saying, watch the nega of tzaras. If you did already receive the nega tzaras, be very careful not just to cut it off, but to leave it there. But if you want to be careful not to get the negative tzaras, remember what happened to Miriam. In other words, learn not to talk lashon hara. Therefore, you will not get the negative tzaras. Now, the Ramban learns here that this is a mitzvah saseh of zochor to remember what happened to Miriam. It's a mitzvah saseh the Torah wants us to remember. Here the question is, what's so great about this mitzvah to remember what happened to Miriam? We're embarrassing Miriam. That everybody should always remember when we went out of Mitzrayim, we had to wait for her. That she became a tzaras and you had a way to do she become tor, that's a big busha, it's a big embarrassment for Miriam. How come the Torah gives a mitzvah saseh? And the pshat is the opposite way, that the reason when Hashem gives an einish a punishment is they were supposed to learn from it not to do the aver anymore, not to do something bad. It's like here, the reason why Miriam got the mitzvah was because she spoke lashon hara. So it was a kapara, it was a forgiveness for her. The forgiveness of speaking lashon hara is that you get the negative tzaras. So the Torah wants to teach us, and as we all should learn out from Miriam, to stay away, not to talk lashon hara, like Rashi brings down from the Sefer Yehudim. If you want to make sure not to become a tzaras, don't speak lashon hara. So the mitzvah's essay to remember this is not just like to embarrass Miriam, but rather we should learn out from it to be nizah, to be careful not to speak lashon hara. So just the opposite, this is all a schus for Miriam. That because of what happened to Miriam, the rest of Klal Yisrael is going to learn out to be careful not to go to speak lashon hara. So really it's a schus, it's a positive, it's something good for Miriam that we should remember in order not to do, not to have to become a mitzaras. Now the Aruch Chaim speaks out here, the smichas of the pasuk is, that if a person wants to cut off the mitzaras, you should know the pasuk saying don't do it. Because the reason why you have the mitzaras is because you spoke lashon hara. In other words, there's something wrong with you. And the mitzaras, that's what's going to heal you up. So kol zaman, as long as the mitzaras, the leprosy is upon you, you should know you're not purified yet from your aver of lashon hara. So you can't just go to cut it off. You have to wait until it goes off by itself. That's the time that you are pure from the aver of lashon hara. Then at the end of the parsha, right after maftir, it says, by Maftir Zohar is Asher Osa Lecha Amolek Baderech Vatzeschem Mitzrayim. We have this mitzvah essay to remember what Amolek did to us. Asher Kocha Baderech, the Pasha of Amolek, they were the first nation to come and fight Tav Mechom against Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Pasuk says that Timcha Zecher Amolek Metachas HaShemoyim Letishkach. There's an inyan to destroy Amolek and never forget all the bad that they did to Klal Yisrael. The question was, what was so bad? What was the big riches about Amalek? That they were the first one to come and make a machlekes, the nerve to fight against Klal Yisrael. Like really, the Shem Yishmul asked the question, how come this whole pasha speaks about a Lashon Zohar? It says Zohar, like Lashon Zohar, a Lashon Yochid. To one person, you should remember, Eis Asher Osa Lecha Amalek, that Amalek did to you. Why doesn't it talk for Lashon Rabin? It's talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. Why does it only say Lashon Yochid? So the answer is because the avot of Amalek was Klai Yisrael really is echad. Klai Yisrael is only bonim atem Hashem lekechem. We're all one family. We have one big neshama, one big father. That's Klai Yisrael. Really, we are one yochid. But Amalek, it came to fight against Klai Yisrael, to set it, to make machlokes, to make us into pieces, to divide us up. So therefore, to remember the kliach to fight against Amalek is a yochid to realize, like Klai Yisrael has to be like one. Same way it's brought down by Haman. Haman's fighting against Klai Yisrael's Am Mefuzar, Mefurad. They are separated. When Klai Yisrael is separated, not united, then Amalek has the kliach over Klai Yisrael. But when Klai Yisrael, the eighth there was Lech Kenoises Kol Yehudim, bring everybody back together again. When Klai Yisrael is like an echad together, then we have the kliach to fight against Amalek. Wrote down the Kisrei Hagro, they say over, he says that Shabale Machloikis, Him Amalekim. Anytime you find people that big fights, big machlokes, you know they come from Amalek. Because that's the side of Amalek. Amalek were fighters that destroy the echad, the Klai Yisrael of being like one. And therefore the way to fight against Amalek is that Klai Yisrael has to have achdus, always being together. That's why this parsha was said, Beloshin Yochid, as if to say Klai Yisrael has to be together. Alright, we'll stop here.